It's no surprise to hear young musicians sometimes have a tough time paying their bills. In Boise, a new nonprofit is trying to connect musicians with the cheap practice and recording space they need. But beyond that, the group has an even more ambitious goal, to be a mental health resource for this often underserved community. Reporter Frankie Barnhill has the story.
Gabe Rudeau has a vision. He's executive director of the Boise Hive, a new nonprofit that's made by and for musicians.
This room needs some work. We still have to paint the walls, and we're going to put carpet in here and everything, but this is the smallest room.
The Hive is in a nondescript-looking building on the Boise Bench, but 30 years ago, it was Custom Recording and Sound, a well-known local music studio. Rudeau, who's been playing music in Boise since 2006, says the Hive is a more affordable option over the average practice and recording space.
We used to practice in a room this big, and we spent $200 a month, and it was really difficult to come up with that. This room is going to be $6 an hour, so a band could come in here and play for a couple hours, $12.
But organizers of the new nonprofit want to do more than provide cheap studios for Boise's growing music scene. They're helping musicians struggling with things like stress, depression, and addiction. The Hive is connecting musicians to inexpensive mental health counseling. They've also started raising funds to help pay for care. Rudeau is personally invested in this cause. He's dealt with depression himself. During times when he hasn't had insurance, he's had a tough time paying for the counseling he needs to get better.
Being able to afford that is really challenging if you don't have insurance. I think that's a problem. I think people deserve to have access to resources like that and to be able to talk to someone.
About a year ago, Rudeau met Scott Smalljohn. Smalljohn's roots in the Boise music community go back decades, when he and his brother Pat were in bands together. One of those bands was Tree People. They got a record contract and played all over the country. Their roster included Doug Marsh, who later left Tree People to form Built to Spill. Smalljohn's brother Pat also moved on to start a different band. But then in 1999, Pat killed himself. Smalljohn says his brother struggled with undiagnosed mental health issues and turned to alcohol and drugs as a way to cope.
He kind of spiraled out, was in trouble, and had too much pride and didn't see resources for help.
So when Rudeau asked him to help get this new nonprofit off the ground, which was already going to be called the Boise Hive, Smalljohn thought of his brother. Hive also happened to be the name of the band Pat was in before his suicide.
Had he had these resources, he could have, you know, been part of this Hive community, but also not had the stigma of reaching out and finding out how he could help himself. So I definitely think it could have saved his life.
Fighting the stigma around mental health might be the Hive's biggest challenge. Boise musician Tyler Shockey knows a bit about that. Shockey's solo music project is called Cloud Mover, and recently he tested out the acoustics in the main studio at the Hive. The 25-year-old musician suffers from depression and anxiety, and earlier this year, he tried to go off his medication.
I just struggled, and I tried to like tell myself, well, maybe it's just other things in life, you know, and it just came to a point about 5 or 6 months ago where I was like, I probably need to get back on something because I'm not happy right now.
Shockey's back taking an antidepressant now, and he's doing much better. He wants to inspire other musicians to not be afraid to get help. And that's where Ivy Merrill comes in. Merrill is a social worker and is helping to lead the Hive's mental health initiative. She's also a Boise musician, so she's seen firsthand the kind of struggles musicians go through. According to the Suicide Prevention Action Network, Idaho is consistently ranked as one of the states with a high suicide rate. Merrill says that needs to change. She says the stigma around mental health issues is self-defeating, but can be complicated in an individualistic place like Idaho.
That strong sense of individualism is part of what creates good, new, innovative music, but at the same time makes it a very isolating experience.
Merrill says musicians, especially young ones, can fall through the cracks when it comes to insurance. If they don't qualify for Medicaid, some still can't afford coverage, even with a subsidy on the health insurance exchange. So they go without insurance, and any mental health issues they have remain untreated. Merrill says the Hive will help fill the coverage gap and teach musicians how to manage the stress that comes with having an unsteady income. Organizers at the Hive are just getting their financial footing. The nonprofit is relying on donations and fundraisers, so far mostly from people within the musical community. The Hive's grand opening celebration is set for November 15th. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.